Welcome to Fresco Radio, your one-stop station for sexuality.
We are hot with passion.
Look up sensual in the dictionary. You will find us.
Yes.
Who the hell was that, guys?
I don't know. A couple of gay guys followed us home and decided they wanted to be on our show.
What the hell was that? It was
a couple
gay.
Gay guys followed Mark home. But
yep. We were attracted to Todd.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Welcome to FTC, everybody, with your hosts.
That stands for failure to comply, by the way.
Fine, be that way, Mark, you jerk. With your hosts, Brennan Steven.
Me.
I mean, Brennan Doe.
That's me. No, that isn't me, Brennan. That's not me. I'm Mark.
And me, Todd Merton.
As can be noticed, Cunmany is not here again.
Seamany.
Which makes me cry.
Did you just say Seamany?
That's kind of awkward.
Seamany. Seamany. Seamany.
Here on the show, the topic of today's show is winging
she's
it.
Kick your ass.
I know, she's going to totally kill me.
Today's topic is winging it. And since we're going to wing it, Mark, you're gay.
You're gay.
Man. That was totally
it's
homo.
Pretty obvious, but Todd.
No, I meant you, Mark.
Is not.
I didn't,
gay.
Wasn't going to say that.
Mark, you're admitting you're gay.
Brandon, no, I'm not.
You're,
but you know who's gay? The gay one of the group.
Brandon. Am I seeing any good porno lately?
Actually, yeah, there
totally
was some
backfired.
Pretty sweet shit on
Brandon wasn't there.
Night.
We tried on Jane Doe today to get her to go away. Didn't work.
And I'm like, so Todd, you seen any good porno lately? And then she's like, ew, Todd, you watch porno?
Porno's good stuff. Showcase. Friday nights.
It's like Boner
Don't
Jams.
Don't ask how I know that. Boner Jams 2006.
Sounds so bad in my headphones.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, well. Oh,
Mark is a jerk because he has headphones.
Yeah, what the hell? It was my turn.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Well, maybe this is so turned out. That would explain it.
Dear Lord.
All right.
Okay, we're back to business.
Yeah, we're a little bit quieter now.
Like, we're actually
we're
doing
not
business,
quieter,
guys.
It's just, I'm quieter.
All right, homies. Topic number one. Anything interesting happened?
Interesting.
Good, some good porn. That's about it.
Yeah, the good porn. See, that's what's great about having having company not here. We can talk about manly things.
I'd rather not share my porn stories.
Todd has lots of sexy stories.
Todd doesn't feel very comfortable.
Save those for MSN.
Save those for my sexy parties.
I had a friend on MSN, Jane Doe.
An MSN friend?
Real
friend?
If who knows what emoticons are, those little stupid things, right?
Fuck, I hate those.
Honestly, she had emoticon porn. Quite literally. No, I'm quite literally.
That's
Jane
funny.
Jane Doe.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
I just mouthed who it was.
Who was it?
So good old Jane Doe sends me emoticon porn.
Like, I can't read lips.
Kind of awkward there.
Yeah, that Jane
Doe. But
Todd,
why do you hate emoticons so much?
Emoticons.
Well, first of all,
Cafe Mocha.
For a long time back in the day, me and my buddies thought it was emotions.
Right.
But we were wrong. One time my buddy came up, he's like, it's emoticons, eh? What the fuck are you
talking
about?
Todd has many buddies.
It's like, it's emoticons.
Todd has no friends.
I know
it is way too small to have friends.
I just said you have many buddies. I didn't say an end.
Jane and John Doe, who are just really wrong, enjoy doing dirty things by my locker.
Yeah, they do.
Every day.
Apparently they were having sex in
no.
science or something.
No, in the hall, though. That was, oh my fucking
Luckily,
God.
I know that they don't watch this show, so we won't get in trouble.
No, we won't. Jane and John.
Unless Jane tells
Joan.
Anyone.
If Jane tells
and
Joan,
Jane,
and Joan tells Laura, then everyone will know.
You just said
I know.
You're an idiot. Well, anyway, Jane, we all know who you are if you say a word.
And I hate you.
We'll have your throat. Todd has something against Jane.
I think all of us do.
Don't we all?
We all have something against Jane in our own.
What about Joan?
And the great advantage is, I think she
Joan.
Stopped watching the show too.
I know, she's not our showbiz stalker anymore.
Yeah,
awesome.
She left a lot of comments. She scared me.
She did scare
Speaking
me.
Speaking of Joan.
She was like that.
Speaking
like whenever
of Joan,
we posted
it's Joan of Arc.
Yeah.
Oh,
Joan Van
say
Arc.
Joan of Arc.
Did you say Joan Van Arc?
What a lovely day. Honestly, guys, I'm in certain ways, I'm hypo-religious, right?
I hate the weather we're having.
Shut up.
You're an
I'm
ass.
Finished.
You're an ass. Today's the day that St. Joan of Arc was burned at the stake by the English. That's right. The English.
Dun, mm-hmm. dun, dun.
Indeed. So I feel this is a day of spirituality for me to celebrate who I am.
Speaking
the
of which.
Inspired me. Which also means to tell Mark to go to hell. To tell Mark to go to hell where he belongs.
Just because I hate this weather.
Okay, go on about the weather now.
No, actually, no. I'm going to interrupt him just to see how he enjoys it.
Okay, Mark.
Mark is one of those people. I've gone and forgotten what I said, you jerk. Mark is one of those people who has a reserve ticket to hell, okay?
Dude,
and he enjoys, you
want to
know why? He enjoys,
shut up.
You just saw it, he enjoys interrupting people. It's a hobby for him.
You're a douche,
it's
because
I've
up,
got
man.
Two tickets to paradise.
He likes interrupting people because he is a bastard.
That's true.
It is true.
You know who isn't a bastard?
I'm not a bastard.
Jesus.
Dave McDonald, weather guy.
He's the hell is Dave McDonald?
He's in a biker gang.
What about Seamus in Canada AM? That's the best name, man.
Shapes.
I think Dodd is a pretty cool name.
I like
anyway.
Penelope, personally.
Penelope.
Penelope Cruz.
Sounds like a hooker's name.
Like candy and sugar and spicy.
And vodka.
And,
and whiskey.
Champagne, Mercedes.
Brandy.
Yes.
Brandy. Brandy.
Brandy. Anyway, this
sugar
weather.
Sugar and spice make everything nice, guys.
You mean
sugar
those two hookers down there?
Yeah, the bottom of the 35th of Max, yeah. How many times have you gone with them? I swear to God, like, honestly, every time we go by there, it's at least 5 minutes.
Yeah. Todd's a little jokester.
Then we have our
jokester
little
on the street.
Of Flin Flon?
My little town.
Little
of
town of Bethlehem. I can
speaking
make anything
of,
into a song.
Speaking of Bethlehem, I want to go to Jerusalem someday.
Do you really?
Like
I
my
really
shirt
do.
That
Holy
I have that
pilgrimage.
Says Jerusalem?
Yeah, it will be intense. Go
I'd actually go with you.
And I'll be like, hey, Jewish people, God already came.
that's
and
nice.
And I'll be like, hey, Muslims, I don't even know who you worship.
Allah.
Allah.
Allah is Jesus.
Allah. No, Allah is
Please,
God.
Allah, we are not hurt.
I don't think Muslims have a Jesus.
American friends, come and rent these movies. Oh, God, somebody stole my car, but praise Allah,
you know
we are not hurt.
You know what's funny? They're like little Thai restaurants or the Indian cuisine restaurants.
Yeah, those are cool, aren't they?
No, it's... How do they get business? Nobody wants to eat that.
Indian food?
Thai?
I know everyone likes Chinese food.
You're racist. Everybody loves foreign food.
Who doesn't like Chinese food? Really?
Who doesn't like China? I'd go to China and live there.
No, I
if
wouldn't.
If it weren't for that whole kill the child thing.
If it weren't for all the 1 billion
that
people that are there.
Yeah, if you're only allowed to have one child... And if sometimes when they have two, they kill the one.
They probably abort it.
Boom, boom, child gone.
If they find out.
If they can't afford an abortion, they leave that other road.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Why don't
really
they
do.
Put? No, I think if they have more than one baby, they put it up for adoption. That's where they get all these Chinese babies.
That you can buy for $5.
Yeah. Like me and Kamnu were reading one day about Chinese.
Yeah, we talked about on the show.
Two
already.
For one special.
I don't think so.
Two for one special.
Baby's
one.
Here. Boy for sale.
So,
anyway.
Homies and diggity dog chilies out there in the real world.
Yeah.
Please, God, listen to the show.
Okay, I think it's time we laid some philosophical down. The world is screwed up.
We need some ground
rules. Oh, yeah. Please release us your extremely accurate statistics, Brendan.
Go die, Todd.
Yeah, that's just so unvague.
People think I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm
not.
I'm a prophet, okay?
You're
I'm
not.
A prophet of our doom.
Prophet Isaiah.
I obviously don't know the proper definition of
prophet.
No. And John Doe has taught me the truth of it.
Todd.
We have to change our sources of energy... Or else we will enter a new human dark age.
It's the day after tomorrow, or 2 days before the day after tomorrow.
No, it's sometime before 2050. Sometime before 2050. I've changed my facts to accommodate the truth.
I like the thing on Colbert. It's like, oil, our big black friend. And don't worry, by the time it runs out, you'll be dead.
By the way, Mark's a racist, and he speaks for himself, not FTC.
Exactly.
Not the Colbert Report.
Okay, and another thing I really hate, I've never brought this up in a show before, and I feel it necessary. I hate some of the stupid, retarded MSN names people use nowadays.
They really are.
They're really retarded.
Like, frickin' Total Trainer DXL, too.
Exactly.
What a retarded name.
I know, eh? And other names like, like another name like FTC Radio Bitches. Yeah. What a horrible name.
That isn't my name. It's, it was like Vote for Us at Podcast Dollar.
Or like a name like Warning to avoid serious injury, keep fingers and hands away from folding hinge points when setting up or folding.
So we're going around
trainer.
The room. Stupid
exactly.
name, like creative.
And another really stupid
Behringer.
Name. Like, for example, like Love and Peace Never Die, One Eye, there's more than one angel in heaven, there's one more
so
star.
So now we're
in the
just
sky.
Reading some Joseph music.
Yeah,
Joseph will never forget you.
Joseph in the
Technicolor Dream.
I have a friend whose name it's tough enough, but we're gonna get by. There's one less place at our table. Weird stuff.
Yep.
I have a song I'd like to show all you.
This is the Todd theme song. Please enjoy it because it's something that we rarely get to hear here at FTC.
Woo! Okay, do it again from the top.
It's good. Ow! Ow! Oh God!
Todd was attempting to do it.
Todd, watch yourself!
Okay, that
shut
isn't
up.
Even funny.
Bloody hell, Todd!
That isn't even funny.
Ow! That really hurt my hand, though.
Don't you love pianos? I wish I could play piano.
Can you move from my spot?
Yeah, Brandon, get out of this spot.
Fine. God,
stop looking at the.
I'm sorry, guys.
I know there's a lot around, but just
manly inhibitions.
Keep your hands to your.
We are currently in
pockets.
The house.
Oh, back to the right. Show.
All right.
Guys, you may wonder why our words are not connecting through that past few seconds.
Yeah.
Major
we had to do
interruption.
Some creative editing there.
Major interruption just happened. Mark's mom, Jane Doe, has an unnatural inhibition to walk in on us.
Having sex.
Nobody. What? Whoa, okay, did we catch that last
I'm kidding.
One? Mark had a major homo moment.
No, I'm kidding. Kidding, guys.
Sex.
No.
On
it's just what you said.
Radio.
Let's go, we're hot with
you make passion. You make it sound like we're doing something dirty, like catch. Wait, she caught us.
She caught us, guys.
She caught us in the moment.
But that's major
fuck them. She caught them.
Anywho.
Todd.
I was just playing the piano. If you know what I mean.
Major homo moment that never happened.
That never happened.
You know what I just realized?
And if I'm
Jane
Doe?
We just made homo comments on an internet radio show
yeah.
that will be placed.
And if Jane Doe listens
to
this show, no.
Which Jane Doe?
We're not going to do a menage with you. Maybe me and Katili. I'm kidding.
Ew! Ew! Let's hope that Jane Doe never listens
hope,
to the show.
Hope, let's hope, yeah.
Cause
I can't believe you even
cause that's an inner.
That.
Okay, listen, you have to edit that out. Because two things will happen. A, she'll prevent you from having babies for the next 20 years. I have known her for 6 years. She's more than capable of doing that, and she's done it 3 times
Jane
with me.
Jane Doe?
Next of all, John Doe will
Jane
have
Doe.
Your head.
You know, you've known Jane Doe for 6 years?
Yeah, we went to school together. You're a fag. You homo?
Are we talking about the same person? No. Talking
oh.
about the other. I said if Jane Doe heard it, then I wouldn't.
Are we talking about two of me?
No, I'm talking about the one that their name. Her name starts with an L. An L. Okay,
an L?
I'm talking about if L Jane Doe
of
hears
two of
it.
Me are hard on
Laura
the
Toomey.
I that's what I meant, you
and
idiot.
You said something, and then you're like, I went to school with her. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Two of me? You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. What do you mean I'm an idiot?
You're an idiot.
For recording this whole time.
They're both idiots.
Go die.
I was talking about...
Go choke
what
down.
Did I tell you?
I was talking about
that.
Short Jane, Laura, Jane Doe.
God.
If she heard
okay,
it...
Okay, she's just the FTC groupie.
Stalker.
Yeah, stalker.
Stalker.
When I say two of me, do you not assume that's who I'm talking about?
Now I get it.
Bloody hell.
Everybody out there doesn't care.
Yeah.
Case closed.
Case
okay.
closed.
Game over.
this
game
is like the radio shows with 100 inside jokes that you just...
Never
yeah,
understand.
Never
punch. It's one of those radio shows where you just want to punch two
it's
of
one of those radio shows.
You know what?
It's
you
one of those
what?
Shows where you just want to
Todd
call into their audio comment line and leave a message saying I'm
Todd
a face
Todd thinks we're idiots, so here's
can you
what
not
I'm
cut
do.
Me off, Brendan?
We're, I'm going to cut
well,
you off.
Well, that's ironic. Ironic, isn't it?
I mean,
kind of sucks,
okay,
huh?
Stop talking so loud, guys.
Okay. since Todd has so many amazing opinions about the world.
Can't go around over that.
Very opinionated guy. We're going to start a new segment right now, and it's going to be Todd's opinion about everything. We're going to fish Todd random subjects, and he will give us his oh-so-mighty opinion about them. First of all,
no,
topic number one, people at our school.
What about them?
How much
everything
they suck.
About them.
Yeah, they suck. I hate you all.
Tell me why you hate them all.
I don't really hate them.
Brendan's like that annoying talk show host that keeps on pressing people
for
questions.
And how does that make you feel?
Oh, well, Dr. Phil.
Like I was going
to
say,
I want to
call
hear
us
your problem.
In 1-347-328-5403.
Don't you just love interrupting each other?
And you can give us a little email, radio@FTCradio.
What an advertiser. Speaking of advertising, SBK, I've only learned about it a few weeks ago, but I'm honestly amazed.
Oh, yeah,
by
we
it.
Don't have to plug that thing that we plugged last show.
SBK?
Because they're just going to see
SBK?
If they're going to renew the...
SBK has changed my life, all right? Until I didn't know about it, I felt like I was lost. But now I really see the light, guys.
Yes.
$40.
Brendan's a jackass.
I don't know why Todd just said the term $40.
That's the amount of money they owe us for...
Oh, yeah, our advertising.
Yep.
We just plugged them a couple times.
Give us money, Mark. We deserve to be paid.
You owe me.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get on an actual topic.
We should.
But, anyway, you were asking me questions.
All right, that's what your opinion
I can snap people. In this microphone.
Your opinion on George W. Bush.
Let's see, where's that article that the Venezuelan president wrote? I think it
I'm
went to...
Sure we've already talked about
I know,
it.
But I love the way you put it.
Oh!
What
was it, like, George Bush is something compared to Hitler?
No, not that, the other thing you wrote. Let's see, George Bush, he's a tyrant, and...
Can you not do that?
He's... God damn it, Brendan.
They picked it up, you know.
That was a bomb.
They're very sensitive microphones.
Anyway, he's a tyrant, and he's an ass, and I hope he gets assassinated by some unnamed person.
Named
T.M. A.K.A. Vice President
Dick Cheney.
Hey, Todd's
initials are like T.M., like trademark.
That's a good topic right there.
Oh my
Dick
God.
Cheney, blasts around into a lawyer.
We barely knew you.
Mr. Lawyer, we barely knew you.
School
George Bush would be very happy, though. He survived the White House shakeup. Cheney's probably, drunk. Firing rounds everywhere, people ducking for cover. I wish I could have been there, actually. That would have must have been fun.
I can imagine.
Yeah, first.
Like when he was reading his little book to the class when the terrorists were attacking.
Yeah, and he just froze there for 30 minutes.
He's just like,
what the hell do you
terrorists.
Mean?
It's like, I need to know how the bunny dies. Anyway.
We had a supply teacher in English today.
We had
speaking
a supply teacher in math.
Oh, is it?
All I can say is badger, 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 badger,
yeah.
Badger, 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 mushroom, mushroom.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Is it the mister or the missus? I don't mind the mister, but I hate
Mrs.
the missus.
Missus.
She's everywhere, taking over
I don't
the
like
school.
Her very much. She
you
called
neither.
Me a duck. She
you
came
are
up
a duck.
And she's like, Brendan, you will do nothing with your life. You are duck. And I was like, that was very nice of you to say. Thanks for making
Except
me feel...
Except she's not Russian. She's more like, you are... I just started talking.
You are a duck. You are a duck.
No, she's more
you
like...
You are a duck, Brendan.
You come and do my property in.
She's
and I
like,
call you duck. You will
I
go
call you
nowhere.
Duck. You
like, thank
my
you.
Duck.
Come again.
Thank you. Come again.
I think we're offending coming here.
I think we're offending everyone.
Luckily,
Americans, Indians,
so we might
Russians.
As well move on to Europe. Britain.
We hate
don't
you.
Pronounce... We went over
British.
This. You don't pronounce your R's, T's,
I's.
I's.
I'm British.
I'm British.
British.
You can't even say, their... I'm British.
I'm British. The French.
Stuff.
What about the French?
We can say, but...
People... Okay, here's one that you like. People who say tomato instead of
tomato. Podcast.
Tomato.
Yes.
I'd like a nice more tomato in mine.
Yes, would you like some tomatoes? Yes, with your tea and crumpets.
Worst episode
ever. I think we've said that like every episode. We're getting some.
Funny, we've only done six.
Five.
Five.
This is our fifth.
Alright. Oh, and here's a good one. The word indubitably.
The word of the day.
That's the word of the
yeah,
day.
We forgot that word of the day last episode.
Indubitably.
And the second one.
Indubitably.
Fourth
indubitably.
One. Yeah,
Todd is annoyed by a lot of things. He really is.
It's true. In fact, I find myself randomly punching people for no apparent reason.
He's very impatient. There is this kid in our school named John Doe, whom he hates. Very small, annoying kid, I agree with him, but... But he attacks him every day. He's like, shut up, John. God, you know?
Who is this?
John Doe.
John. Little John.
Little John.
Extremely annoying, John.
I know a couple...
In
that's what I was thinking.
Class.
Yes, I know.
Technology,
no, Brendan
tech.
Told me.
I haven't taken tech yet. I took business instead.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, some of us are more active than others in gym class, you know.
That was kind
of
bad. Let me try that again. To the Hamptons! That wasn't bad. I think I have a sore
anyway,
throat.
Speaking of this grade, it just made me think of it. In the States, they always say, I'm in the ninth
grade. The money.
I'm going to punch you next time you interrupt me.
Yes,
isn't he a bastard?
The Americans, they
say... If you're going to email in on how Mark is a bastard on the show. Go ahead, Tom.
You get the most.
I give you permission.
Yeah, he probably lies to make himself feel better.
Yeah.
Apparently, I get the most hate mail.
Apparently, someone left us a comment. I thought it was Taylor because it was from Look, but it wasn't, apparently.
Yeah, somebody left an email saying, Todd, you're right. Brennan should shut up. What a fag.
Did
they
really?
Yeah,
you're
didn't
my hero.
That to you?
No.
Apparently he's British because he also said, Brendan, stop insulting my heritage.
Stop stealing my heritage.
Personally, I enjoy their tea.
I enjoy the company.
And their
queen.
You
enjoy the company of men, don't you?
<They're>
Stop it. Anyway.
You're a bastard.
Yeah, when we went to England, they just like randomly talk to you. It's awesome. They just like walk into the hotel and they start talking to us about Tiger Woods and all this golfing stuff.
Tiger Woods, isn't he American?
Yeah, but he's like, oh, we have someone that's like your countryman, except that's
that was
Scottish.
Scottish.
Fuck!
good. And I was saying to Brandon, some old lady said good stuff, but and I got in the habit of saying that. I'm like, I'm not going to say that
that's
anymore.
That's my phrase, good stuff.
I know, and then I started saying, I'm just like, oh, she says it, I'm not saying it anymore.
I say it, that's mine. I'm mad at you that you stole it in the first place.
Well,
it's my phrase.
She said it originally.
Mark, don't even lie, you don't talk at all.
I'm talking right now.
You kind of sit in the corner. And you're just gonna absorb the information being projected to you.
Yes.
Anyway, any more questions for me?
I'll think of one more. Let's see. Your opinion on Halo.
What about Halo?
Is it a good game?
Just generally.
Indubitably.
That's my... You keep stealing my words.
Because it's the perfect
moment. I have that
copyrighted. The and then when you... independent.
Indubitably. Yes. Ugh.
Like Dudley Huggins. Stop.
That was our small range of sound effects.
Yeah. Let's insert. Zoe did the perfect.
Effects.
Zoe did the perfect shit song.
Jane Doe.
Who cares? It's a name. There are hundreds of Jamies and Zoettes and Susies.
Applause.
That's
whatever.
FTC's thing, Mark. You can't break what is essentially you.
Okay, Jane Doe, even though you had no clue that I was going to say her name.
Mark.
You really didn't. She did the perfect shit, so I'm like, Zoe, come over, record that, we'll add that in
did
whenever.
Did she do that? She did that in French class. She was like,
it was
and
awesome.
I was like, shit! It was awesome, though. It was amazing.
Shit, son.
Shit.
That's by.
I kill you.
I'm going to kill you.
I kill
you. Kill you, too. I kill you both. You know it's a good show.
I put the both of you. Law and Order.
Todd just said pornography.
That's not a show. I like Law and Order.
Yes, that is classified.
Yeah, but
as a
I
genre.
Like the broad range of shows.
Yeah, don't you? I enjoy those too.
Actually, I don't watch TV at
TiVo?
All. No. I watch TV at all. In fact, I don't even have a TV. I live in a barn with no electricity.
Yeppers.
Seriously,
he's
if you lived on a farm, I'd have so much more respect for you
his
than just living
totally
in a normal
house. His family is totally hillbilly.
House.
I met his dad, it was so funny. He's like, you have such a nice house, Mrs. Steven.
He really didn't.
So lovely.
Did you even meet my dad?
Yeah, when he came
I
to
did.
Pick you up from the John Doe's
house. He's wearing suspenders. Nobody noticed.
I didn't notice that.
That was really funny. Anyway.
He said, you talked like that? He didn't seem to talk that at my
I'm gonna
house.
Have a drink.
He didn't actually talk like that.
He's like, my name is Leonard. John.
You'll be a dentist.
Yeah, I love that.
You're
song.
An ass.
Why?
A complete ass.
Why?
What do they do?
I
Stop.
Said his dad's first
While
name.
We're on the topic, I may as well give away all of Mark's personal information.
Shut up.
Mark's bank card number is 1-2-7-8-5-6-5-9-2-3.
1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Ten. It's like you're
usable
missing.
Usable at CIBC and the Bank of Canada.
Yeah.
Dead air!
A little bit. Yeah, anyway. Cough, cough.
You'll be.
Random.
You'll be coming
acts
around.
Of kindness.
Where she comes! What a moment. Do that again.
No.
Fine.
I've never reused old material.
Reduce.
Honestly,
reuse,
I think you guys should know
reuse,
something about Todd. Todd
his name
has
is Todd.
Recently admitted a love for singing at random moments.
I think we all have that love. That's what brings us
but
to
Todd,
do FTC.
But Todd especially.
We were sailing us.
Barbershop quartet, guys, with three people.
I told you, I've never heard that song. What's that called?
We were sad. On Moonlight Bed.
With your baby.
Is that with that B sharp?
That was Todd.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so what? I can make my voice go that high.
He
I have good
Todd
control.
Can do the high.
I can. I have good control over my voice.
Can
I can
Todd do that.
Oh.
He doesn't work.
Can
that's
you
easy
I can.
Shut up, Brendan.
I can.
I
go,
just want to make myself not feel bad.
In fact, I just thought of something. What time are we at here? Okay, we got a lot of time.
Just make it like 35 minutes.
Let's see, what was I thinking? Oh yeah, my new little segment that I guess it's not really a segment because I'm only going to do it this one time.
Tom.
No, shut up. Shut
we'll make
up.
A theme song for it after we know what it is.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Anyway, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood from Hell, everybody.
Hello.
We did that last episode. Anyway,
Anywho.
I think it would go along something like this. Hello, Mr. Rogers. I'm Larry the Plumber. Can I work on your pipes today? All right, neighbor. Come on in.
Sounds like Bruce.
Don't interrupt the story. Shh.
Well, Mr. Rogers, that's a big knife. Are you going to cut me some brownies, Mr. Rogers? Mr. Oh! Oh, my God! How many homicides is that today, children?
How many?
That's
odd. Good stuff.
That was a very short
not
segment.
Not good stuff, bad stuff.
Terrible stuff.
That's because you're a jerk.
It was funny when I thought about it.
It was funny in real life, too.
No, it's just funny. Penguins.
If you say that...
I'm not going to do the penguin sex thing.
I thought you were going to say, if you talk like a gamer... Like, I put you foo in the RL and the chisel.
I know,
over.
Eh?
I know. Brandon doesn't know, but I know.
Yeah, you don't even...
He doesn't. He's
you're
Xbox Live virgin.
Okay, what are we talking... Yeah, an Xbox. People feel that you, in order to be a true gamer, you have to have an Xbox.
You
but guess
do,
because
Xbox is not GameCube.
I'm as much a gamer as these guys, I just don't feel a need to have an Xbox. That's all. That's really the end of the story right there.
Anyone that
and
owns
if you
a
think
GameCube
that, then you're a gamer
go.
Racist.
Our mic looks like a robot penis.
It really does.
It does. And Todd understands that firsthand. I'm not going to tell that story.
He has some
but Todd
experience
understands that.
I have
with
some
the robots.
Secrets. I'd rather not discuss. I'm still
kind of awkward.
Pretty still pretty sensitive about
what the things that have happened.
Yeah. Interesting.
That Mike did some pretty mean things to Todd that he doesn't like to bring up.
Yes.
Bit of a rape
on episode
story.
Two, when we all left, Todd was
that.
Alone with my mic, and
there's a bit of a rape story behind that.
Long
so.
Story short, I had to buy a new one.
I was drunk. It was a
Tuesday.
Wait, today is a Tuesday.
Oh, I forgot to mention.
Oh, dear.
May 30th, 2006.
Mark, it's my fault.
So...
I had a weird dream after I first got these.
Let me guess, naked women.
Gay
no.
dream?
No. When I brought the mics onto the bus and I left them under the seat, so I ran to the next stop, and mysteriously one was gone, and the other one had some sort of... liquid on it or something, and I'm like, I'm not gonna use this. So I was like, oh, I just spent like 140. God, that's good. Like water or something. Nothing.
Water.
Water. Normal water.
So, Brendan, why don't you share your dream?
Yeah.
My dream? Oh, yeah, this one. I think I told this dream, but never mind.
I have a dream.
Have you
I was dreaming.
Huh? Have you told it on FTC?
I don't think so, but I think I'm gonna do it now.
Go on.
Alright. I was dreaming. I had a dream.
I have a dream.
That's what I said.
I have a dream. All right. I had a dream. The entire grade 9 class at our school, just the guys, was watching some really scary movie. Then all of a sudden we get sucked into the movie, and we land in the middle of this giant little village, this little old-fashioned wooden village. And this big voice all of a sudden says, "Survive for 24 hours. Then we start getting shot at. Bullets are flying everywhere. We run into a barn. And then we close the barn door behind us, and the guy who's in the back is John Doe, a friend of ours. Stefan Demetera. Right? And dear old Stefan.
That's just funny.
Good old Stefan Demetera, he comes through the barn door and he trips on the stairs. And then the V for Vendetta guy blasts through the barn door with a 12-gauge shotgun and blows around into Stefan Demetera's back. Now, this is the most clear part of the dream. I can see this pool of blood surrounding him. And you know how dreams are weird? Like, you'll skip to another scene? Well, we skip right to another scene. We're swimming in a lake, trying to escape. Now, of course, Todd being Todd, he's lagging behind the others in the swimming. And he's yelling behind us, "Guys, slow down!
Oh, right? No, help me! Oh my god!"
Exactly like that. And then all of a sudden, the Master Chief comes up on a warthog. No one's driving the thing. He comes up by the lake with the massive machine gun.
Hacksaw.
The massive machine gun on modding. The back. Blows 30 rounds into his back. Todd's,
oh my god! Ah,
Todd! And Todd!
Okay, stop talking so loud.
Todd falls down on the top of the water. He's bleeding to death. I run over to him. He's gone. His eyes wide open. We skip to another scene. We're
in Iraq.
I think
you forgot a part where you used me as a human shield.
We didn't do that.
You bastard.
So anyway, we skip to Iraq. And we're in Iraq. We're being blasted at by Iraqis. And this Marine in front of me, yeah, thanks for the sound effects, this jihad, this Marine in front of me, he gets his head blown off, and then all of a sudden we start running, and all these Marines around me are getting their heads blown off, and then the entire class skips to a big field, and we're running away from, this is the weird part, Vietnamese prostitutes. Oh,
you know what Brandon's thinking
sucky,
of.
Sucky, sucky, $5, so yeah. And then this one guy in my class, Alexander Vitharis. Good old Alexander Vitharis. He's running and then he gets attacked and he gets grabbed by the Vietnamese prostitutes. And then the entire scene goes black. Like, I don't see anything. And then some voice says, "Guys, why don't we fast forward the movie?" And it just kind of ended there.
So your dream ended with you seeing Alex and a Vietnamese.
Alexis Vithera. Vitharis,
doing
it. Yeah, a bunch of Vietnamese prostitutes attacking him.
Anyway, I think this is a good, a high note to leave the show. So send us comments, radio@ftcradio.net.
Lovely. And tonight's sign off.
I don't remember. Oh, yes. Oh, I remember now. Remember, everybody, a spork can kill a man.
Have a good night, ladies and gents. We'll be right back.